You will hear a man called Richard Hunter giving a talk about his work as a sports trainer. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Thank you. I'm Richard Hunter, and I'm going to be talking to you about the sports training work I do, and also about some future plans which I need a bit of your help with. You may recognise my face from an article in the local paper recently. This was mainly about my so-called boot camp. As the name suggests, this consists of some quite tough military-style exercises designed to make a man of you. That's a joke. Most of my clients are women. I do mostly morning sessions in particular villages, and I advertise in local primary schools. I find that's the best way of reaching the younger mothers who make up most of my clientele. The sessions are always outdoors, in all weathers. I'm very much into showing that you don't need complicated gym equipment or heavy weights, so I like to use unusual equipment, real things which you can find around your house or garden. We do things like sprinting while pushing a wheelbarrow, carrying heavy pots, pulling a cart full of bags of compost. I got those from a farmer. As well as boot camp, I also do private coaching. I use the same unusual training methods to help individuals with their fitness. Everyone has different priorities, ranging from just a desire to lose weight, right through to a need to improve professional sports performance. I'll take on anyone. At the moment, on my books, I've got a 55-year-old woman who's just left work, a rugby player who's doing a rehabilitation program following a broken leg, and a wrestler who's working on his agility and flexibility. My business is still very much at the developing stage, and the same goes for my website. At the moment, it's basically just advertising what I do and that you can hire me. It's also got some pages of advice about fitness, conditioning and training principles, although that's work in progress and will be expanded. Long term, diet is next on the agenda for the website, although I haven't started that yet. It's all designed to be relevant to people starting out in any sporting discipline. Within 6 months, I hope to have video clips of people demonstrating some of my techniques. I'm looking for some helpers, if I can interest any of you. I might even turn these into a book, but that's just a vague idea as yet. I'm also planning to organise some sports camps for young children in the summer holidays, and I'm looking for more volunteers for that. They'll be a bit like army assault courses, boot camps for kids. Things like climbing ropes, wading through deep water, crawling under nets. You won't need any expertise. I'll provide that when I train you up. But an interest in physical education would be useful. I'm also looking for a budding artist who can design a logo that will appeal to young children. This would appear on any publicity material I use for the camp. So if anybody is interested...
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Thank you. I'm Richard Hunter, and I'm going to be talking to you about the sports training work I do, and also about some future plans which I need a bit of your help with. You may recognise my face from an article in the local paper recently. This was mainly about my so-called boot camp. As the name suggests, this consists of some quite tough military-style exercises designed to make a man of you. That's a joke. Most of my clients are women. I do mostly morning sessions in particular villages, and I advertise in local primary schools. I find that's the best way of reaching the younger mothers who make up most of my clientele. The sessions are always outdoors, in all weathers. I'm very much into showing that you don't need complicated gym equipment or heavy weights, so I like to use unusual equipment, real things which you can find around your house or garden. We do things like sprinting while pushing a wheelbarrow, carrying heavy pots, pulling a cart full of bags of compost. I got those from a farmer. As well as boot camp, I also do private coaching. I use the same unusual training methods to help individuals with their fitness. Everyone has different priorities, ranging from just a desire to lose weight, right through to a need to improve professional sports performance. I'll take on anyone. At the moment, on my books, I've got a 55-year-old woman who's just left work, a rugby player who's doing a rehabilitation program following a broken leg, and a wrestler who's working on his agility and flexibility. My business is still very much at the developing stage, and the same goes for my website. At the moment, it's basically just advertising what I do and that you can hire me. It's also got some pages of advice about fitness, conditioning and training principles, although that's work in progress and will be expanded. Long term, diet is next on the agenda for the website, although I haven't started that yet. It's all designed to be relevant to people starting out in any sporting discipline. Within 6 months, I hope to have video clips of people demonstrating some of my techniques. I'm looking for some helpers, if I can interest any of you. I might even turn these into a book, but that's just a vague idea as yet. I'm also planning to organise some sports camps for young children in the summer holidays, and I'm looking for more volunteers for that. They'll be a bit like army assault courses, boot camps for kids. Things like climbing ropes, wading through deep water, crawling under nets. You won't need any expertise. I'll provide that when I train you up. But an interest in physical education would be useful. I'm also looking for a budding artist who can design a logo that will appeal to young children. This would appear on any publicity material I use for the camp. So if anybody is interested...
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.